From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. President Donald Trump is likely to decertify the nuclear deal with Iran and turn it back to Congress for possible renewed sanctions.
We must not allow Iran to obtain nuclear weapons. The Iranian regime supports terrorism and exports violence, bloodshed, and chaos across the Middle East. That is why we must put an end to Iran's continued aggression and nuclear ambitions. They have not lived up to the spirit of their agreement.
Trump is expected to announce his plans in a speech next week. Following the president's trip to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, as the Caribbean continues to clean up and recover from recent hurricanes, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the second-in-command will also pay the islands a visit.
The vice president will be traveling to Florida, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico. He will meet with survivors, local officials, and first responders and personally assess the massive recovery efforts. The federal government continues to provide much-needed personnel and supplies to Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Nate is now heading toward the Gulf Coast of the U.S. Officials say days and months before carrying out the worst mass shooting in recent U.S. history, Stephen Paddock rented hotel rooms overlooking other musical festivals in Las Vegas as well as in Chicago. Reports citing law enforcement officials say Paddock reserved two rooms overlooking the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago, which draws hundreds of thousands of fans yearly. Paddock did not check into that room. On Wall Street, stocks rose. This is VOA News. The U.S. military has confirmed three U.S. service members were killed and two others injured when a joint U.S.-Niger military patrol was attacked Wednesday in southwestern Niger. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White.
Last night, three U.S. service members and one partner nation member were killed. Two U.S. service members were injured while conducting an advise and assist mission in Niger's security forces in southwest Niger. On behalf of everyone on the department and the Secretary of Defense, we extend our deepest condolences and sympathies to the families of the fallen and those injured in this attack.
The United States has about 800 service members in Niger to provide support to the U.S. Embassy and counterterrorism training for government forces battling Islamist militant groups. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. British writer Kazuo Ishiguro wins the Nobel Prize for Literature, marking a return to traditional interpretations of the prize after singer-songwriter Bob Dylan won last year. Matthew LaRotonda reports.
The Nobel Prize in Literature 2017 is awarded to the English writer Kazuo Ishiguro.
British writer Kazuo Ishiguro has won the Nobel Prize for Literature, a 62-year-old author, one of the most critically acclaimed in the United Kingdom in modern times. He's written books with themes of regret, acceptance, and absurdity. Born in Japan, Ishiguro has also been vocal on world crises, including xenophobia and immigration.
I hope that these kinds of themes will actually be in some small way helpful to the climate we have at the moment, because I think we've entered a very uncertain time in the world at the moment.
One of Ishiguro's most renowned works, Remains of the Day, details the life of an elderly butler, whether it was wasted in years of obedience and his missed chance at falling in love. It was turned into a 1993 movie featuring Anthony Hopkins and Emma Thompson, nominated for an Oscar.
He's an exquisite novelist. I would say that if you mix Jane Austen and Kafka, you get Ishiguro in a nutshell.
Ishiguro didn't know he'd actually won the prize until he was contacted by media, initially thinking it was a hoax. He now takes his place in a pantheon of greats, including Toni Morrison and Ernest Hemingway, this year returning the prize to its more traditionally interpreted roots after it was given to Bob Dylan last year.
This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.